Aloha. I'm Maya Ananda, Happy Heart Sanctuary, coming to you from the big island of Hawaii, bringing you the soothing sounds of the rainforest to start your day. It is a misty cloud this morning, these swirling droplets of water just milling around in the air. As I was saying, it can rain very hard, but oftentimes it's just this mist. It's like living in a cloud, and that's what we have this morning. A bit of a drip from the flowers, the ginger that's blooming. On my little, I've got a proper garden, but I had found that my seedling trays, the stray cats had decided those were just litter boxes. So I replanted them and brought them up on my deck, and I posted a photo on Instagram yesterday of my little deck garden. So there's things growing everywhere. Everything is very lush and green and moist this morning. I have a very happy little purry kitten on my lap, who of course had stopped just now. I was going to try to get some of that joyful little purring into this recording. And it's just a moment of stillness here, and I'm hoping that you, in your day, can honor that stillness and bring the beauty and healing of the rainforest into your day, wherever this might find you. So this has been a big week in terms of downloads and information. You know, you've had this massive full moon this week, which I'm rather glad it's shifting that energy, because it was just overwhelming at times earlier in the week, but just really has opened portals of information. And this is what I'm going to share with all of the light workers, those of you who are doing the, you know, doing the good fight and doing your work. Just keep with it. Just keep with it. The energy has shifted so dramatically from, you know, about like 6 weeks, I'm going to say, ago, the beginning of a year. We were still arriving. We were still planting seeds. And big seeds they are, aren't they? And you know what they are and who you are. Big seeds. But we still were rather choosing the way as we were laying our intentions and creating the path. But I can see in the way the downloads are coming that that has shifted. So the path that you so carefully have been laying stone by stone, well, you're on it now. You're on it. That's it. And you're walking it. So everything that's been carefully planned out, divinely planned, orchestrated by the universe with your energy, a marriage of manifestation. Yeah, well, you're in it. You're in it. And what I'm feeling is this powerful energy that is rather slow moving. Imagine, you know, like a giant bulldozer that's, you know, it's not going 80 miles an hour, right? It's going slowly, but it's making a great big dent in the earth, isn't it? You can see what it's doing. It's kind of that energy, that it's this really massive energy right now, but slow. Slow and steady. And what I'm getting is that it's going to be here, this slow and steady, for a few years. This isn't, there's nothing fast about this. So if you are putting your projects out there in the world, just keep with it. A little stone each day. Do something each day. Don't get defeated. Don't feel dejected. You know, if you instantly don't have a million followers, ignore that. Just do what you feel you're meant to do in your heart. And the garden is being planted. Wait, we've got some purring. Let's see. I don't know if you can hear that or not, but it's very loud in my end, along with a slurping Sylvester, my rescue dog. I don't know what he's doing. He's just making noises. But keep going. Keep going. One foot after the other. Keep going. It's all steady and up from this point on. Steady and up. Continually work on your vibration, clearing and just checking in where you are. Now, if you're new to that journey, check in here for more guidance on how to clear your energy field. Really become aware of yourself as an energy being. And I've mentioned that probably each podcast in a little bit, but so important. It is the first step in understanding and letting those blinders fall away. So step by step, lightworker, put your stuff out in the world. You will connect. You will be supported. You're on your path. You know, and it's almost like, I'm not going to say there won't be big ahas, but it's like those moments have finished already in one sense, in terms of your work, in terms of who you are. You know, we always overcomplicate things as humans. I say this a lot. We overcomplicate. We fill our minds with stuff. This is really coming down to simplicity. You know, there shouldn't be a million words about your purpose. You know what it is. And it's just one sliver, you know, one direct line of focus. Don't overcomplicate it. Who you are, who you feel you are within you, that's who you are. That's who you are. Don't search for other words at this point. You already know. If you're in that space of really still discovering, again, don't look out there. Don't look out there. Look within. You have it all with you. You have it all with you. So important to embody that. You have it within you. So I wanted to share a quick story. As you know, I'm in the rainforest, the soothing sound of the rainforest, here on Volcano, which is both a thing and a town. That took a bit to convince my family. Wait, you live where? Yes, it's a thing and a town. But anyway, yesterday I drove to the other side of the island for a bit of work, and then to look at a property, and I was called to look at this property because it had 3 acres of land, and I thought, oh, that'll be wonderful. 3 acres is a good start to create a space to hold groups, a gathering space for women and children. Okay, I'll have a look. So I drove to the other side of the island, kind of in between Hilo and Kona, so going the bottom of the island and around. And this house, a lovely little house, and I'm standing, and it was a bit up, so it's about 2,000 feet. Forgive me, I forget my meters at this point. maybe 800, I don't know. Don't quote me on that. So you could see the ocean down below. It was a beautiful view, but what there was of 3 acres was jagged, raw blocks of lava. This is not your grandmother's garden with the soft grass and the, you know, little black-eyed Susans and, you know, tomatoes. This was just raw, huge chunks of lava as they, you know, had come down from the volcano and just stopped. There was no walking path. And in fact, the woman I was chatting with, she says, "Oh, I don't walk out there." I said, "I wouldn't either." Because what many people do not know is that lava, although it does turn to rock, there are slivers of it that are like glass. And I'm sure many of you know that, and becomes very dangerous to walk on. And anyway, this looks very uncomfortable because it was raw and jagged and in tumbles. And I loved it. I absolutely adored it just for its uniqueness, its rawness. It was miles and miles of black, this dark earth matter come up from the depths of the earth, gifted by Pele to create this new space on the island. It just was majestic. I'm going to see if any of my photos came out, and I'll post them on Instagram. They tend to not translate. I don't know. It's different to be in that space and feel that hot earth energy around you. Not hot because it's hot lava, but hot because it's absorbing the energy of the sun, this black rock. And just majestic, so cool. And this woman had plucked little, she tried to plant little, various plants in between the jagged rocks, and I admired her for what she was attempting to do. Amazing. And we're kind of in that energy right now, this rawness, this realness. You know, this island here, it is raw and rough. This is not your white sandy beaches of Waikiki. This is not, you know, you can find this stuff anywhere, like the Mai Tais and the, you know, the touristy Hawaiian. You can find that, of course. But this is about coming home. This is about connecting to nature, to Mother Earth, to Gaia, to Pele. It's that connection that is so important in this time, or reconnection. We cannot continue to walk the path that has led us to where we are. We cannot. We must allow those blinders to fall away. And I know for many that can be a scary thing, because we're comfortable in our routines. We're comfortable in the boxes that we create around ourselves. And it's when we stand up with courage and authenticity and peer over that we truly can become. And that's where we're at. So those of you who have already stood up, don't be scared. Don't allow fear to weasel its way into your heart. Remember that truly there is no such thing as fear. That is not an inherent part of our makeup. What we are is love. Another example had come, and I'm going to save that for just its own podcast, and how to use love, how to be love as your tool. I think that will become the foundation of the Happy Heart Sanctuary, is once you've gone through these initiation steps of working with energy and understanding your energy and just getting a bit further on and comfortable with that work, comfortable with diving into your intuition, comfortable with reading your body's signs, comfortable with being in that world, then the fun begins. Then the fun begins, because so many new doors open up. Because you'll see that you're not alone. You are surrounded by benevolent energies that have consciousness and thought and feeling. Your own guides and guardians, loved ones across the veil, they're not gone. They're just in a different shape. I still talk to my husband. He's been out of physical body for 3 years, but I still talk to him, and yes, I get answers. It's not like having a human conversation, no. But it's a conversation with having, it's, ooh, I said that backwards. But it's still a conversation. Or communication, I should say. That's what I'm getting. It's not a conversation. It is communication. And I know many of you know that. But many more of you need to know that. Need to know we are not alone. Because it is that sense of aloneness that truly kills, sucks our energy away. I have seen it. My work as a hospice counselor, I've seen it. That aloneness, the grief that is so all-encompassing, that the person is lost. You are not alone. So, tangent, I've got sweet purring little kitten. The birds are singing, the mists are swirling. And the trees that outline my garden, they seem to dance in this breeze. And I greet them in the morning, or rather they greet me. And I can see faces and shapes. It's like my messages for the day in tree form. There's a beautiful pine tree, massive, massive pine tree over to my right at this moment that I adore. I adore that there's some pine energy here. Yes, little one. Some happy kitten cooing. They have been my guardians. My doorway to the ancestors. And where is your connection, lovely? What space in your home, your garden, in the world? Are you living in a space in the world that suits your vibration? You know, this isn't like our grandmother's time or my grandmother who is passed. If you're younger, perhaps your grandparents are still walking this earth. But those that at this time would have been in their hundreds, let's say, born around the turn of the century. You know, there wasn't such movement, was there? You know, my grandmother lived in her house for 65 years. 65, and the house itself, well over 100. With some good goblins in there, too, we had to chase out. But it's not like that today, isn't it? You don't just stay planted. We're in a very mobile, fluid world. Goodness knows I haven't stayed planted. That was the last thing I wanted to do. Although I feel planted now for the first time, that I have finally found a space that I can set roots and create a space that would be welcoming for all of you. But anyway, my point is, in this mobile world, if you're living in a space that does not suit you, my question to you, lovely, is why? Why? Why do we allow ourselves to be forced into situations that don't suit us? Why? Generally, it's because the can'ts get involved, or the shoulds, or someone says, or, you know, all of these outside forces or outdated thinking. And I challenge you. I challenge you. If you're not feeling the space you're in, or the relationship you're in, the job you're in, now is the time to shed. You can do it. There is really no reason to self-torture. Everything you want can be mirrored out in the world. Sometimes it takes some time, yeah. But that's when faith comes in and focus. I don't know if you can hear the pheasants kind of cluckering. I don't know what noises pheasants make in the background. Dive within. Dive within. So lots going on energetically, and I am going to get back to my energy forecasts, intuitive astrology, my calling, and see, there we had an animal yes affirmation, and start getting back to the work I was doing in Sydney before my husband passed. It's feeling like it's time. Connecting to universal energy and sharing with all of us, you know, where are we? How is this energy changing my day, my mood? You know, what is it right for? What's it not right for? I've had a lot of people have no clue about astrology or energy come to me and say, you know, it's useful because you might be feeling a certain way. And not knowing really where that sense comes from, you know, maybe a sense of urgency or a sense of, like, in this week of the full moon, you know, you just want to pull your hair out, or crying, or emotional, or all of these factors. When we connect and understand what's going on in the universe, and that indeed we are part of that energy, well, it begins to make sense. Begins to make more sense. Well, Sylvester has finally found his little spot. Sitting in his little morning sweater, which soon we will shed because the sun will begin to rise over the Ohio forest. And the coolness will dissipate. My winter sweater will be shed. Hoping the sun, oh, I can see. Really, it's like magic. It's like the mists of Avalon parted by the priestess of old. Is that the clouds and the mists that surround this area, as soon as the sun comes up, poof, they just disappear. And this blasting sun comes shooting out and warms your face. It's magical. Magical, and I can't wait to greet you here. So, you know, light a little candle for the Happy Heart Sanctuary actualizing. Maybe when it reaches you, it'll be in full-blown form. That would be fabulous. But in real time today, we are still waiting for the space to manifest. I know it's out there. I have been shown it in vision. I can see the front room exactly how it is. It just needs to come to our attention. That's it. So in the meantime, I am gifting my body with yoga today. Connecting with my yoga community. And feeling need to get to some videos now. So hoping to connect with you in, you know, the YouTube space. Many of the other things I am working on putting out there. And in case you're wondering why this isn't a fancier recording with a beautiful little song and intro and outro like I used to have for my other shows, well, I'll tell you, because I'm a working single mom after the death of my husband, and there's only so much time in the day, and some things just need to go to the wayside. And if you are a mother, you understand. You juggle a lot. And what I don't have time for is to make this sound pretty with all of those little things. You get realness, you get rawness, you get momness. I like that. I think we should honor that. We're so hard on ourselves, aren't we? We see these other things that are so polished. Yeah, do what we can do and honor that. So my sister, that's feeling complete this morning, and I don't know, the sun is not up, so it's a bit chilly, and I'm feeling like another cup of hot tea. So wishing you just an amazing day. Rainforest blessings of healing, abundance, all of that sending your way, and remembering, reaching from deep within yourself that you are enough. You have everything you need for this journey. Just uncover it, dust it off, pull it out, and remember who you are. So I'm Maya Ananda here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big island of Hawaii, your host and guide to this crazy thing we call life. Wishing you a beautiful day. Aloha and bye.